Let's talk about migrants a little bit more before we go over to the next thing, because I really want to get into the money. But before we get into the money, we need to understand what the hell is happening over in New York and Texas at the same time, and how they're interconnected with each other, and why Greg Abbott deserves a round of applause. Why Mr. Abbott deserves a round of applause, right? You guys need to know what's going on in Texas. Now, when this first came across my desk, I thought that it was, I said, no way. No way. No way are they allocating tens, possibly hundreds of millions of dollars over into migrants on prepaid cards. Wait a minute. Wait a 1 minute. Let me put some in it. No way. No way. Absolutely, positively in New York. No way that New York is out here giving migrants prepaid credit cards or prepaid cards with a whole lot of money on it for them to do whatever it is that they want to do when they want to do it. I just can't believe it. I was like, no. With all of this bad press that they get, no way that they doing this. Who thought this was a good idea? Did y'all know that the governor of New York was actually a white woman? Yeah. Flying under the radar. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Let's get to it, y'all.
Well, questions being raised tonight about a new pilot program that'll give migrant families a reloadable prepaid credit card to buy food and baby supplies.
All right. It would replace the food boxes given to asylum seekers staying in hotels. Fox 5's Jessica Formoso has more on how it would all work.
Some migrant families will soon be given prepaid credit cards to buy food and baby supplies. The mayor's office says the city is partnering with Mobility Capital Finance to launch a more cost-effective program. Right now, the city has contracts with food services who provide non-perishable food boxes to shelters. They will start with 500 migrant families with children in short-term hotel stays.
Wait, hold on, y'all. I want y'all to really, really take this in. I don't want y'all to just get only distracted by the fact that they are getting prepaid reloadable cards and that the city is partnering with a financial company to do this, right? I want y'all to look at this. Look at the bus. It's like a tour. It's like a tour. Look at the buses. Look at everybody getting out at the bus. Look at Eric Adams. Look.
They will start with 500 migrant families with.
Look at that good accommodation. Everybody got iPhones. Everybody got earphones. Nobody is actually American. They standing outside of a New York City premium hotel. Food, money, shelter. They get schooling. They get healthcare coverage. You sitting over there with a hospital bill. You one disaster away from losing everything. You one paycheck away. Most of us are struggling through this life. Most of us is trying to figure it out on a day-to-day basis. Most of us is taking responsibility for our bad decisions because we feel like we didn't have no other option. You wasn't tuned into the Millionaire Morning Show, so I understand. I can't hold you accountable for something that I didn't see you do. But now that you're with me, we making better decisions. We taking accountability for ourselves. And they out there, free transportation, free everything. Good hotel, good accommodations, having a good old time. Now they get a credit card. I'm with it.
Children in short-term hotel stays. The cards can only be used at bodegas, grocery stores, supermarkets, and convenience stores.
We're just giving this migrant population more free stuff at the expense of New York City taxpayers.
In a statement, the mayor's office says, in part, quote, not only will this provide families with the ability to purchase fresh food of their culturally relevant diets and the baby supplies of their choosing.
Eric Adams says, this will give them what they need for their culturally relevant diets. Well, at least they're taking into consideration where they come from because they want them to be able to maintain their culturally relevant diet. At least we know that they're coming over here pregnant and having children that automatically become American citizens the minute that they're born. At least we know we're taking care of our own. Well, maybe not our own yet, but they will be our own soon. And we want to make sure that they maintain their culturally relevant diet. Let me spin this over because I'm just so disgusted. I want to go over to Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott did a recent interview on Fox News. Let's source through this because he even has some thoughts on this a little later in this.
Welcome back now to the issue of the day, the very latest from the porous, wide-open southern border with a record 302,000 illegal migrants encountered at the southern border in December alone.
So while y'all was on the holidays and y'all was trying to figure out how to do the buy now, pay later and spending a bunch of money at the stores in order to try to support your Christmas traditions and Thanksgiving, in December alone, at the very least, minimally, over 300,000 migrants in the coldest year or the coldest month so far. December alone, the migrants was crossing over the southern border illegally in December alone, which is a new monthly record. They set a record, y'all. It's in Guinness. They set a record.
President Trump, just a moment ago, telling me in an exclusive interview, his plan to solve the crisis at the border will include deportation of most of the 10 million illegals already here after they entered illegally under the Biden administration. Joining me right now with reaction is Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. Governor, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Your reaction to what you heard from President Trump?
Listen, the president outlined his two top priorities, which are...
Did you see how Greg played that? How Professor X played that? I call him Professor X. He got mind control over these other mayors. He said he didn't call him the presidential candidate. He didn't call him a man that was running for president. He didn't call him the former president. He said the president. Can we get a round of applause? He said prayers. He addressed him like he is. He addressed him what he was to be. He said prayers is out here taking care of business. Listen to him.
Listen, the president outlined his two top priorities, which are the top priorities across the United States. One is...
Shout out to Greg. I don't know. Listen, maybe he was talking about Biden. I don't know. But when he say the president, I just automatically associate it with Trump. Honestly, I'm just being for real. He all we got. When he came to black people back in, 2017, 18 or something? 19... 16, what was it, 16? It was 16, 15, 16. He came to black people. He said, listen, y'all, what y'all got to lose? Everything has been bad for you so far. Biden himself is specifically a lifetime politician. And in his lifetime, nothing has happened positive for you guys. You ain't got nothing else to lose. Who else you going before? I don't know. We'll see.
Is to crack down on illegal immigration.
Oh, so
and this is
Trump?
More than rhetoric on his part. He has a proven record about what he did when he was president. Remember, when he was president, he implemented four policies that led to the lowest illegal border crossings in 40 years. And the second thing he talked about was drilling for more energy. This is important because it connects to the economy in the United States of America and Bidenomics inflation. First, America can and should be energy independent. Second, most importantly, what Joe Biden is doing by his policies, he's trying to destroy the jobs of hardworking men and women in the energy sector who depend upon producing energy for a paycheck. And also because of Joe Biden's policies, it's leading to an increase in the price of the pump that Americans are so angry about. So President Trump is honing in on the top two issues affecting Americans.
Yeah, and they affect Texas first before the rest of the country, right? I mean, look, just the other day, President Biden canceled all of those LNG contracts. He wants to look at the way the federal government approaches those contracts. What kind of an impact is that having on Texas?
Well, it's going to be extraordinary. Texas is a leading LNG exporter for one, but for another, countries across the globe count on us for energy, ranging from the European region, that if they don't get our LNG, they may have to once again rely upon Russia for their natural gas supplies. Also, there's other countries like India and other countries across.
So in other words, Abbott is basically telling you that based off of what he's observing, allegedly, it seems like Biden is basically punishing Texas for protecting their borders. He canceled the LNG contracts. energy contracts. He's trying to punish Texas. How do you punish one of the biggest, most important states in the United States of America? Because they decided that they wanted to protect their borders, and you, specifically, you and your energy czar, I'm sorry, your border czar, Cam, shout out to Cam and Kamala Harris. You are determining that they shouldn't protect their borders, but that they should continue to leave them open, even though we had a record amount of illegal immigrants coming into this country in December. Okay, I got you.
Across the globe, where if they do not get our LNG, they may have to revert back to using coal, which obviously provides more air pollution than natural gas does. And so I got to tell you, the decision by Joe Biden literally makes no sense whatsoever. It harms.
A says, how do you protect the border, though? You don't know how they protect the border? Well, over there at the El Paso crossing, it was over 3,000 migrants a day, allegedly, passing straight through that El Paso, Texas. You know how many that they had the other day? I think it was three. It was three. Barbed wire, alligators, border patrol agents, technology, deportation, not letting people just come in and do whatever it is that they want to do when they want to do, walls, everything, whatever it is that you allocating to be over here giving out the so. Listen, they got $53 million that they just gave out over in New York in a pilot program for prepaid credit cards, but you telling me we don't have no money in order to make sure that we protect the border? Chicago was in a deficit. Denver running out of money. New York is cutting the budget and funding for schools, police departments, and sanitation, but we don't have no money to go over here and protect the border. Boston is hiding migrants and starting to feed them. Atlanta has secretly got rooms. L.A. has just been like, skip it. Y'all can do whatever y'all want to do over here anyway. You already see how bad L.A. is.
The people that he's trying to connect with, but also it harms jobs in the United States of America and hinders our energy independence.
Well, also questionable is the decision to allow 8 to 10 million illegals from across the world into America. And then give them court dates 10 years later. Want to get your take on the assessment at the border today. You know, you've got a border trip coming up. You are hosting several governors from across the country at the southern border today, correct? Can you tell us about it?
Sure, that's correct. Maria, more than half of the governors are now joined together in support of a very important proposition, and that is we are guaranteed by the United States Constitution the right of self-defense if states face imminent harm or invasion. Texas obviously is facing both an imminent harm as well as an invasion. And so these governors are rallying around Texas to support our ongoing right to self-defense and the deployment of this razor wire that has led to a massive reduction and inflow. Maria, get this. The area where we have occupied this park in Eagle Pass, Texas, that we put up the razor wire, there used to be 3,000 or 4,000 people crossing that area a day. For the past 3 days, we've averaged just three people crossing that area. The point is, if we put up resistance, we show that we can secure the border. Joe Biden should not be stopping that.
Yeah, let me get your take on what's going on in New York. We understand now New York is going to be spending $53 million to come up with prepaid credit cards for the illegal migrants. What do you think's behind this? Why do they need prepaid credit cards?
And I want y'all to also to understand that it's not New York money. It's not New York's money. This is your money. It's your money. It's your money. They're not giving out $53 million of money that just came out of the air somewhere. It's your money that they're giving out.
It sounds like insanity is behind it, because it really is offensive. It may be the most reprehensible thing that I've seen take place over the past 48 hours when you see police officers in New York City being beaten by illegal immigrants in this country who should not be in the country in the first place. And then after they engage in this crime against a law enforcement officer, they are let loose back out onto the streets. What's going on in New York?
With no bail.
rhetoric is outrageous, and Americans across the entire country are angry, not just about what's going on in New York, but the underlying cause for it, which is Joe Biden's open border policy.
And why do you think Joe Biden has this open border policy? What is your thinking in terms of why he continues to do this? In the last 2 weeks, the president said he's known that the border is not secure. He's known it for 10 years, he said. He says he doesn't have the power, even though on day one he walked into the Oval Office and reversed all of President Trump's security at the border.
Yeah, so you make a very important point, and that is, you know, Biden says he needs Congress to give him the power to do whatever he needs to do to secure the border. The fact is, as we all saw from what President Trump did, the president of the United States has the power. I must emphasize this. There is an obligation. There are laws in the United States that require the president to deny illegal entry of any illegal immigrant. And then if they do get into the United States, he has a legal obligation to detain those illegal immigrants. Joe Biden is failing at both of those duties. And that's exactly what gives Texas the authority to make sure that we can step up and secure our own border and protect our own state through self-defense.
So, listen, long story short, what they're basically telling you is that they are going to fight for what they believe is in their best interest. I don't know what the long-term play is. I feel like I know some of what it is, but they are going to fight for what it is that they feel like is in their best interest, and we own our own. We own it. We got Texas. We got a lot of these Republican governors that's banding together. Look, how do we become so divided to where the safety of the American people is across party lines? How do we become so divided to where the safety, think about this, of the American people, we're divided across party lines?